Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Soleda. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Little. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Briggs. Soleda reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Patek catches it and throws to first to double up Bostock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stinson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Briggs who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Stinson scores. Pinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Briggs steals second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Soleda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Borgman for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Terrell moves to second. Danny Thompson pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soleta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Craig Kuzik pinch hits for Lyman Bostock. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Ford moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Larry Heil pinch hits for Steve Braun. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to third. Kuzik moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew is hit by the pitch. Ford scores. Kuzik moves to third. Heil moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Royals, 2. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton now pitching. Steve Bry pinch hits for John Briggs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Kuzik now playing first base. Phil Roof now catching. Mike Poiping now playing right field. Steve Bry now playing left field. Dan Ford and Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Soleta hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens is hit by the pitch. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Amos Otis pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing right field. Veda Pinson now playing left field. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Stinson and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Roof and he is safe. White steals second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. White scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soleta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Poiping is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poiping hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.